Oil has stopped gushing in the Gulf of Mexico for the first time in nearly 3 months. The oil company BP says it has capped a leaking well 80 kilometres off the coast of Louisiana. A cautious US President Barack Obama calls it a positive sign. But the disaster is not over yet. There are millions of barrels of oil still in the water. Industrial disasters are one of the main areas of research for Professor Andrew Hopkins at the Australian National University. His book, Failure to Learn, looked at an explosion at a BP oil refinery 5 years ago. I asked him what first comes to mind with the Gulf of Mexico spill.
The first thing that comes to mind is a terrible sense of deja vu, that these things are happening over and over again. They're predictable. We know how to stop them, but companies are not putting enough energy into controlling these kinds of things. They start to cut costs and not to manage these kinds of risks properly.
How specifically, though, are they trying to cut costs?
Well, in the case of the Gulf accident, they were employing a drilling contractor, and the drilling operation was costing them close to $1 million a day. And so they would try and save 12 hours here and a day there in order to cut those costs. And these were very explicit sorts of concerns that the BP drilling managers had. They were taking quite significant risks, which were apparent to all at the time, but the drilling managers simply overrode the concerns of others in the interest of saving time, that is, saving money.
But how do you get from speeding things up to having a huge disaster where oil well workers are killed and then tens of thousands of barrels of oil gush into the sea?
Well, what you've got is a blowout. Now, a blowout is a shocking event where basically everything is out of control. There's a massive amount of stuff gushing from way under the sea. Once that's happened, it's very difficult to stop, and we've seen what the consequences are. But we should never get to that stage. The drilling process should exercise control over what is going on. They have a number of controls in place, and they simply didn't keep those controls in place. For example, they're supposed to put in place cement blocks at various stages and wait for the cement to dry. They didn't wait for the cement to dry. There are a number of things like that where they just didn't wait. They just didn't give the process the time that was needed to do it safely.
The US President Barack Obama has been under huge pressure to get this oil spill fixed, get the well capped. But what can the administration do next to stop this sort of thing from happening again?
One of the conclusions that everyone will draw is a need for much tougher regulation. The regulatory regime in the US was very weak. The regulator had responsibility not only for safety but also for the profitability of the industry, and that gives them an enormous conflict of interest. And so they were going very easy on companies in the Gulf. One of the things that has to happen, and I think may already have happened, is that you separate the safety regulator from other regulatory aspects which are concerned with promoting the industry.
Well, what about Australia? Australia's, of course, had years of drilling for oil in Bass Strait between Tasmania and the mainland. It has oil and gas resources off the coast of Western Australia. Is Australia sufficiently protected to stop this sort of industrial culture encouraging accidents in the future?
No. The answer is it hasn't been. We had a quite similar blowout off the coast of Western Australia in the Timor Sea in August last year, the Montara blowout, and the Commission of Inquiry into that, as far as I know, their report has not yet been made public, but I'm almost certain that they will identify a lax regulatory regime or an inadequate regulatory regime as one of the factors involved, and they will be recommending a much tougher regulatory regime, because the evidence is that what was going on there at the Montara oil field was quite similar to what was happening in the Gulf of Mexico, with enormous pressure placed upon drilling managers to get things done as quickly as possible, and by implication, never explicitly, but by implication, to cut corners, whatever corners were necessary to speed the process up.
So is that the fundamental concern, that it's this cutting corners, speeding up projects to try to get things done as quickly as possible, that safety regulations or safeguards are being overlooked?
That's right. The drilling operation in the Gulf of Mexico was, I think, 20-odd days behind schedule. That's close to $20 million behind schedule, or additional cost of $20 million. And those things weigh in the on the minds of all concerned, and I think they override safety concerns. I guess I would like to see regulators moving their gaze upwards from the purely technical side of what's going on to look at organisational structures and remuneration systems and consider carefully to what extent those things may be contributing to unsafe behaviour.
Professor Andrew Hopkins from the Australian National University.